Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
So easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. Along the way, and the problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time.
Time. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented as usual by Michael Coates. He'll be along a little bit later on, and myself, John Yule, as usual, presenting the first hour of the programme. And I'm so glad you could take time out from all the Christmas preparations this year to join Mike and myself this afternoon, or if you're listening on the podcast, at a time to suit yourself. Much missed, Natalie Cole kicks us off this week with Nice and Easy, composed, of course, by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, along with Lou Spence. And the arranger was Alan Broadbent, who was on the opening track we played on Swing Time last week. This time was the arranger, as I've said, and in fact Terry Trotter was on piano. Jim Hugert we heard on the bass, Harold Jones on drums, John Ciardini on the guitar. The album, Still Unforgettable, was recorded over a two-year period at Capitol Studios in Hollywood. A mammoth session or two here in which Natalie recorded a total of no less than 21 tracks, some of which I don't think have been recorded, but obviously the ones selected for the album Still Unforgettable, they're available as is Nice and Easy, which we played to start this week's programme. And now the first of two new releases from me this week. This is guitarist Tom Rotella's album Right Time Left, which is it's been doing very well in the American charts. Tom was raised in Niagara Falls, New York, and he was a student at Berkeley in Boston, and he's a long-time resident of Southern California, and he's someone who has worked a lot as a session musician in recording, TV and film studios. His new album was recorded at Dragonfly Creek Recording in Malibu, April this year, and 9 of the 13 tracks are Tom's own compositions. This is one of them. This is Light It Up. Thank you. Right, the basic quartet on this album, they were all on the last track playing together. Tom Rotella on guitar, of course, Will Blades on organ, Charles Ruggiero is on the drums, and Lenny Castro, you heard, on percussion. And there are a host of guest appearances as well, including the upcoming track, guest appearances by different musicians, some quite well-known names amongst them, such as Antonio Adolfo on piano and Trey Henry on bass, who we're about to hear, on another of Tom Rotella's own compositions. This is a tribute to the late Russell Malone, who sadly left us last year and is greatly missed. Tom Rotella then, and Mr. Malone. Thank you. Tom Rotella playing rather like Wes Montgomery, I thought, in places there. And indeed, he was paying tribute to Russell Malone, who was also influenced by Wes Montgomery. So I suppose that's where the link is. This new album by Tom Rotella is called Right Time Left and is now available over here on the High Note label. On to pianist and singer Tony Desar now. He's someone of whom I've received very positive responses about when I've played his albums in the past. In fact, he's pretty much resident in Las Vegas these days, as so many singers and pianists tend to be. There's usually a lot of regular work there. Tony Desar then with a track called We've Got a World That Swings, which was written by Lewis Yule Brown and Lil Mattis for Jerry Lewis to sing, backed by the Les Brown Band in the 1963 version of the film The Nutty Professor. This comes from an album called Want You, recorded over three dates in 2003 and 2004. We've Got a World That Swings from Tony Desar.
Up at dawning, sleepy and yawning, still the taste of wine. Then I remember you're mine, and I've got a world that's fine. What's before me? Routines that bore me. Punch the clock at 8. But what a lucky guy I am. I've got a world that's great. Atom bombs, Cape Canaveral and false alarms. Half the universe is up in arms. So I flip a little too until I'm holding you. What's the hassle? I'll buy the castle. We can live like kings. If we're together forever, I've got a world that you've got a world that we've got a world that swings. Dawning, sleepy and yawning, still the taste of wine. Then I remember you're mine, and I've got a world that's fine. What's before me? Routines that bore me. Punch the clock at 8. But what a lucky guy I am. I've got a world that's great. Atom bombs, Cape Canaveral and false alarms. Half the universe is up in arms. So I flip a little too until I'm holding you. What's the hassle? I'll buy the castle. We can live like kings. If we're together forever, I've got a world that you've got a world that we've got a world that swings.
We've got a world that swings, says Tony Desar. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and I'm your host for the first hour of the show, as I usually am between 1 and 2 on Tuesday afternoons. And if you didn't know, my name's John Yule. The second new release this week comes from multi-instrumentalist Roger Glenn. His album My Latin Heart was recorded at the Werewolf Recording Studios in Oakland, California, a new studio on me for someone who claims to know the Bay Area very well. And in fact, this album is doing very well. I think it's number 3 this week in the US countdown. The album appears to have had an extensive period of preparation before work in the studio began. Where are we now? Roger is a regular resident, a long-time resident of the San Francisco Bay Area, And indeed, Roger's father Tyree played trombone and vibes with Cab Calloway, Don Redman, Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong. Roger himself has played flutes with Carl Jader, vibes with Herbie Mann, both instruments with Dizzy Gillespie, and he also on his recording debut appeared playing for Mary Lou Williams. All the tracks on Roger Glenn's new album are of his own compositions, and this time we hear Energizer with Roger himself, Roger Glenn, playing on vibes. Roger Glenn with Energizer. Roger's lineup is very San Francisco area based on this recording. There's David K. Matthews on piano. Ray Abiado is on the guitar, and Ray's very much a San Francisco stalwart. His own album, which came out earlier this year, did very, very well. David Belove is on bass. Paul Van Wageningen is on the drums. Sorry if I didn't quite get that right, Paul. Derek Rowland on congas. And on the upcoming track, we also hear from Michael Spiro on more percussion. Roger Glenn plays vibes, flute, alto, marimba, and also supplies some backing vocals on this album. What is his best instrument? Well, for my money, it's the flute, as heard now on Samba de Carnival. Roger Glenn and Samba de Carnival. Roger's new album is called My Latin Heart. It's on a label called Patois, if I pronounce that properly. It's P-A-T-O-I-S. It's available anyway quite easily here in the UK now. Roger Glenn, My Latin Heart. Here on Swing Time, it's time for the gig guide, and once again, we're going to get through this rather quickly this week. Tonight at Worksop Library, a 7:30 start for trombone maestro Dennis Rollins, backed by the Belpert Jazz Company, and they comprise of Neil Hunter on piano, Paul Gray on bass, and Ian Beeston on drums, so obviously it's a standard rhythm section backing Dennis for this gig. Tonight at Worksop Library at 7:30. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening. The attraction is of three inspiring improvising musicians, it says on their publicity anyway. We've got Man McCoy on harp and electronics, John Pope on the bass, and Will Shaw on drums. That's tomorrow night at the Lascar. If you're wanting something noisier at Cabana's tomorrow night, they have the 18-piece Langton Dance Orchestra playing for dancing and listening tomorrow evening at Cabana's. And an early eyes up for next Tuesday evening and the Keith Peters Big Band and their regular gig at 8:30 at the Farm Road Social Club. That, as I say, is next Tuesday. And now to pianist Danny Grissett with Vincenti Archer on the bass, Bill Stewart on drums, on Danny's recent album, Travelogue, recorded at Englewood Cliffs on October the 8th, 2024. This is the one standard on the CD, written by James Van Heusen and Johnny Burke for the 1953 musical Carnival in Flanders, which I think was something of an outstanding flop, but it's a very appropriate selection for today. Looking out of the window, here's Danny Grissett, and here's That Rainy Day. Thank you. Here's That Rainy Day, yet again, from Danny Grissett. And now an album called Without a Trace, recorded at the Sonic Arts Centre in City College, New York. Two sessions here, a year apart, January 2015 and January 17th. Either way, this is the Scott Reeves Jazz Orchestra, and we're going to hear solos from Dave Ellison on vibes and Steve Wilson on the soprano. The track we're going to hear was arranged and conducted by Scott Reeves. It was also composed by him, which is the case of most of the tracks on the album Without a Trace, with the odd exception or two. But this is one of Scott's own compositions, Incandescence.
Thank you.
and a fine soprano solo, I thought, there from Steve Wilson, playing with the Scott Reeves Jazz Orchestra. And on to another big band now, Captain Black's Big Band, led by pianist Orrin Evans, with an Orrin Evans composition, a track called I'm So Glad I Got to Know You. This is in fact dedicated to drummer Lawrence Leathers, who passed away in June 2019. And we get solos from Orrin Evans himself on the piano. He's also conducting. We also get solos from David Gibson on trombone and Stacey Dillard on soprano. Orrin Evans then with the Captain Black Big Band, and I'm So Glad I Got to Know You.
so glad I got to know you. I'm 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 so glad I got to know you.
No, I'm not terribly keen on repeated vocal lines either. Sorry to upset all you Jasmine Horn fans. Once ago, Bobby Darin, I don't think, repeated himself too much in his career. This is from his album Bobby Darin Sings Dr. Doolittle, recorded on July the 24th, 1967. An arrangement by Roger Calloway, a composition by Leslie Brickers, After Today.
After today, nothing will be the same again. After today, I'll make my claim to fame, and then the grass will be greener and the air will be cleaner and my life be serener than heaven knows when. Heaven knows when. After today, I shall have bidden my fears goodbye. After today, I shall have no more tears to cry. I'll learn to live with laughter to stay, after today. I'll learn to stay.